Enter access code.
Reefers.
Authorization acknowledged.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
I have a friend who has a friend whose brother works in the CIA.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Balls, balls, balls.
Why do we sound
in your
so
face?
Much better?
Is that Stephen Brody Stevens? No,
anything.
It's not. It's just a skinny
See,
bald guy.
Do you really like the sound of your recorded voice?
No, right now it just sounds like we're so high def when you put that
it's,
on.
It's a nice microphone.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Guys, I'm right here. Can we chill with the theatrics?
As soon as the police chill the fuck out, we will get this going. This is Addie Martin. We're coming live from the corner of Schrader Boulevard and Selma Avenue, where nobody has been shot, but police are circling the area like fucking crazy. It's obnoxious. What do you think, Julia W.D. Harrison? Do you
I
think
saw
this is going to go anywhere today?
I saw a menacing 7-year-old on a skateboard. Shit's about to get rough, man. I think
W.D. Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like W.D. 40?
I'm heir to the spray oil fortune.
What? That's the best.
That's funny.
That was from Paul F. Tompkins. I loved it, and so I kept it. It was a running joke, but so
that's
yeah.
Funny.
They've heard this already. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
This is episode 20.
Vinte.
Vente. How do you say it in
Venti?
Vinci?
Vente.
I say it in Portuguese.
This, no, this is
episode
21.
20. No, this is 20.
You guys got rid of 19, remember?
No, you're right. This is 19.
You guys weren't
21.
Happy with it.
Oh, so it's over. Thank you for listening to episode 21 of Two Dope Girls Podcast. We can drink. Salud, guys.
I'm not drinking, but
Red
I
Bull,
can.
Water, and oh, a that. Coffee type drink.
Yes,
like
iced coffee.
Iced coffee. So we're
Thank
doing
you,
it up
Cafe.
Big for
we
our 21st
you.
Birthday.
What? I am. Lift them up.
I am your host, Addie Martin, sitting with Julia W.D. Harrison. Hello, Julia.
Hello. How are you? Fancy
I'm good. I am very hydrated at the moment.
Do you like
that I'm drinking
when
this.
I wear a trench coat to the park? I think it really sets the mood.
It feels nice right now. It's
yeah.
nice and cool.
Yeah, it is nice.
We're sitting here with someone who is actually sitting, not standing, from last comic standing.
Yep.
Nick. Julia, say his last name because it's funny
Guerra.
When you say it.
No, I said, wait, is that Nick Guerra? Is that how you
no,
say it?
No, you say Guerra.
No, no, no.
I know.
You know
what's
so funny?
South,
people,
bro.
People say I'm Guerra,
not I'm not
but
the
they
South.
Say Rodriguez fine.
I know.
No, but
and
I,
it's the G-U-E.
I hadn't heard it first, so I saw it in print first, yeah. And so I was like, I guarantee whatever I was thinking is wrong. So when I first time I heard it, I'm like, damn it, I should go with my second instinct. My
yeah.
first instinct, shit.
Say it right now for everybody Guerra. That's listening.
Oh, you could, well, Guerra is the easy way. Guerra is the way.
I'm working
but
on
Guerra's
that.
Guerra's better.
I'm working on it.
No, just say Guerra.
Guerra.
Yeah, that's my...
That means war in Portuguese.
That means war in Spanish, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had happiness, now we've got war.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. We had Eric Alegria on the show.
Oh, is he happy?
Yeah. Alegria in Portuguese means happiness.
Oh, okay.
I guess in Spanish, too, or whatever.
Yeah, I guess so, a little bit.
So,
right?
Happiness, war.
Yep.
Next, we're going to have Paz. Someone.
Yep, the other seven yeah. deadly sins.
Yeah, right.
Harrison just means the son of Harris.
Yeah, yep, right. There you go.
Wow.
So
storied history.
So let's get into it. Last comic standing. How was that experience? I'm sure you have
been
asked so much.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It was fun. It's everything. It's great. It's a mind fuck. It's stomach turning. And it couldn't be better, you know? Lots of stress, but happy stress.
Happy
if you will.
Stress.
Yeah, happy stress. Stress you want in this business where you're like, oh, okay, so I got to go do this. I got to go do this meeting. I got to sign this paperwork. It's good stress versus when am I going to get my next gig?
Right.
You know, why aren't the paychecks coming in? That kind of stuff.
Right. At least it gives you like a, you know, perspective of what goes on.
Oh, yeah.
That end of stuff. The big, the you know, more show busy end of everything that we do as comics.
Yeah, yeah. Getting to see the background and, you know, all the behind the scenes stuff really just kind of opens your eyes. You're like, all right. Learning how to write, you know, your 7-minute chunks and a 4-minute bits, or now I got to work on making a 1-minute
wow.
set for what we're going to do with Last Comic, And
wow, it's like baking a whole cake when they give you eggs and flour and that's it, and they're in like marzipan. You're like, no, make a delicious dessert. And you're like, I will try.
Yep. What you have to. It's like,
what did
okay.
you learn from there? Like, what kind of things did you learn that you're now applying to your?
I learned the way to make a joke more biographical, with just changing the wording or changing your perspective on it.
I need to learn to do that.
Like in the show, I did this whole horror movie bit.
Don't steal my segues, goddammit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's one of your favorite scary movies?
Oh, one of my favorite scary movies?
One of your favorite horror movies.
Oh, man.
Because you said in your bit that you enjoy a lot of the old school stuff.
I love the Texas Chainsaw Massacre
The original
remake.
One. Oh, the remake.
Yeah, I like what they did with that. There was this weird year where I started getting into horror movies, and then it was just 1 year, and then it was gone.
Because I wanted to tell you, you do a bit about the whole shower curtain that I love it. But what's funny is my mom bought a shower curtain that has mesh at the top so you can see through
it.
Where I'm going, you really think someone's stupid enough to be like, well, she'll never see through this mesh. By that logic, at that point, I'm just going, oh, is that so when you're taking a shower, you can see out?
That's what
that
I would
too,
say. Yeah.
Yeah, that also. Both ways, maybe.
I've got the dark, Batman curtains, this Batman shower curtain. So, like, either way.
It's dark.
So they don't know Batman's taking a shower?
Yeah, even if, like, yeah. And even if my 9-year-old daughter's creeping off on me, it's still creepy. But, yeah, they'll be more afraid of who's in that Batman shower.
Yeah, right. They're not sure if the Dark Knight is taking a shower.
Yeah,
but
Bane.
So what did
Bane
you change? What did you change from the original joke that you made it more?
There's a lot more to that joke, but the one part that I changed is when I talk about the doll.
If you can share all your secrets.
Yeah, well, the whole joke is about, you know,
some of your bits.
How dolls are scary because of horror movies. And the original way was just mentioning the doll. Remember that doll where it would lie down? So when I sat down with the producers, there was like, is there anything you could make more biographical? So all I did was say my ex-girlfriend owned a doll like that. And that was it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
simple change. It was not true, but it's...
That's the thing.
Because they're thinking of episode ideas. That's what they want you...
A lot of people do that where they go... you know, like Todd Glass does it all the time. For this next bit, I'm married. Okay, that kind of thing. Where,
oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, and it's just that. It's like, all right, if that's what you guys want to hear, you know... and it actually does make it a little bit more personal than just mentioning an observation. So that's the one thing I did.
Right. Well, and it's hard. I mean,
and it didn't work. I got eliminated.
but you know what? Then again, look at other people who didn't win. Like Doug Benson was sixth or something.
Yeah.
Some of these people.
Yeah, Gabriel, Doug,
same
April
thing,
Macy, Amy Schumer.
It's the same with American Idol, even. Where there's some people who just haven't won who did way more. And
well, you
want to
know
won,
why, right?
Ooh, what are the secrets?
A lot of reality TV doesn't want their favorites to win because then they can never use them again. See, if you lose on a competition,
you can come back.
You can be used for other things. If you win, you are stuck to a contract. And you've got to
That's why a lot of people didn't mind not winning American Idol, like Chris Daughtry or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
It gets you the exposure. You get in, you get out, and you're fine. I mean, I would have loved to have gone on to at least the top 10, but... They have been using me for way more than I expected, like the press tour and other things, you know.
So you've been doing this for about 9 years, is that right? I know that you have a really supportive family. I cannot imagine having every person I've almost ever met watching me do a set.
Oh, they love it. They're
actually five coming out
tonight.
I bet they do, but I mean, myself, I can't imagine my family going to see an entire thing. I've already had them when I was in a band where I'm just like, this is harder.
How does it feel?
They saw
like,
me when
talk,
I was terrible.
Do you talk about your family and your sets and how
I
does
used
it
to,
feel
the beginning.
Like, for them? How do they feel about you talking
Yeah, that's
about
what I meant. I would talk about
I
my
parents. I used to have this one joke about my little sister. I was like, I'm throwing her a party. Thanks for not getting pregnant again this year party.
That's good.
And so I was actually a lot harsher in the beginning, and they've kind of found their way out of my jokes. You know, I found more funny stuff about myself.
Well, the more living you do, the more life you have.
Yeah. Well, I believe humor is at its best when it's all about you, because nobody knows you better than you, and you really are an interesting person. You know.
Agreed.
But
says the guy who said his podcast wasn't interesting.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know,
you really are, but I'm not.
You
want
to know what the idea
person.
Of the podcast was? All right, so the idea was called talking about Billy. Okay, so all those stories that you've ever had that you can't say the person's name because you're like, the name's
funny.
Billy, and it was so hard to get people to catch the concept. There's so many people that I would try to do this podcast with where they would name the wrong person Billy. There was one guy, Martin Rizzo, I don't know if you know him. He named three people in his story Billy, and they were all not like a big point of the story, but he kept saying, and then Billy was at the corner, and then Billy. I was like, you didn't get it. So we just. So I just.
I mean, I got a story about my friend Billy when a girl, Billy. When
yeah.
she,
which is spelled I-E.
Yeah, when she went up to a black man surrounded by a bunch of other big black men and said, ooh, you look so gangsta. I bet I'm more gangsta than you. Turns out it was Suge Knight.
That's so hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Suge's a big dude, Billy. Man. I've seen him.
He is.
I saw him at the Ha Ha Cafe.
He
man.
Laughed. He goes, yeah? Oh, yeah, you think so, huh? And I'm like, oh, my God, honey, he killed Tupac.
Yeah. That is the gangster.
So is that the correct appropriation of Billy for that story?
She got it right.
Yeah, because Billy
that's
doesn't want
thought.
Me
and
to
I'm
ever
like,
tell her real name.
Yeah.
So I'm going, hold on.
That's the right way.
I've
it's
got
basically
a friend
the witness
I've got
protection
story.
Of stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're going, okay, this guy, let's just call him Billy. Protect
that's exactly what it, I yeah. like that
what
theme.
What if the guy's name is Billy?
Well, it was based on somebody who was actually named Billy. like the whole podcast.
That's why your podcast didn't last. That's where you
yeah,
went wrong.
Yeah, the
hold
podcast.
On. I want to tell all these stories about
irony.
Real Billy.
I imagine that Billy himself thought all those stories were about him, and it's like, nope. It's just
that
a funny
so
name.
Funny. That's cool.
One day I'll do it again.
So you probably covered a lot of this in press and stuff that you've been doing, but and you've probably answered, you know, in the last 9 years
oh, man,
this question
I've
so many times.
Every question.
But what got you into comedy for those that don't know you yet?
Just doing it. You
how
know,
old were
okay.
You?
20 I have in my notes a joke where I was like, "I'm 22." So I guess 22 was the first time I tried it out. Yeah, that's how you know, you go back to your jokes. So I was right at the tail end of 22 because it was 2005. Right? And I guess I used to write an online comic strip that I would put up on LiveJournal. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember yeah. LiveJournal.
Okay,
it's
so
still
I,
a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. So is MySpace.
No way.
Believe it or not,
well,
MySpace is
really
too.
People are still hitting it.
Man, MySpace's website. I went to visit it the other day just for you know shiggles, and it's actually really dope. I was like, wow, look at this. They're like,
they're, Tom's really trying, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
well,
still
well,
didn't give
Justin
a shit about
pick it up
but.
Though.
Oh, I have no idea.
Timberlake picked it up.
Really?
Yeah, he bought
He's
it.
He's trying
like
to redo
a couple of weeks or a couple of weeks ago, a couple of years ago, but Yeah, so I was doing this online comic strip. My computer caught a virus. I couldn't do it anymore, so I took all those jokes to stage. That's basically what I did. And just started it from there.
Who's the one person in your family? And I like to ask this. He doesn't
that
like that
guy,
I asked this question.
Yeah, that's my
Let
family
me tell you.
Member.
Yeah.
Said.
So move on.
They're like, moving along, Harrison.
He just honked at a little girl.
What a dick.
Poor girl. She's got to learn at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
She was asking for it. You have a big family, but is there someone in your family?
But who doesn't?
Is there someone in your family who,
true.
When you make that person laugh, you know it's a good joke, or you know there's something in there, even if it's not completely
you know
finished.
What?
You know.
Does everybody think you're funny? I mean, you guys all seem funny the way you guys were all interacting with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, is someone harder to make laugh than another?
I. You know what? No. It's funny you ask this. Because I really don't put that much emphasis on my family's thoughts about what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, it's
my
like,
family knows very little about what I do.
Yeah, if they like it, they like it. If
well,
not,
no, it's just
because well,
I saw
this.
That
I saw
there's a lot of
there's
family
certain
element.
Aunts that if they just started to come see me.
Okay.
And that's the only time I'm like, oh, no. But my mom, my dad, anybody else, I don't care. My mom's brought nuns to my shows. I don't care.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because she used to work for a Catholic diocese out where she lives. So it's like maybe one or two aunts.
See, I'm always fascinated because I have a small family. That's
yeah.
why when anyone's talking about having a big extended family of any kind
yeah.
or that much involvement, it always intrigues me.
If it was the first few years, I probably would have been more like, oh, I'm so happy that I made them laugh. But
you're so used to getting
everybody
them
laugh.
You didn't make me laugh just now.
Huh?
You didn't make me laugh just now.
And that's all you
She's
need
trying
to
be
do.
A
I'm
customer.
Laughing now. I'm laughing.
I'm the same way. I laugh at my own jokes, and it's
oh, you got to love your own jokes.
Well, if you don't, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you can't question
you
yourself.
Know?
Do you have a process that you, I mean, like to your joke writing or?
Yes, the way I look at being on stage is you are a lawyer stating a case, and that's your courtroom. So here's your statement, here's your examples, this is the story and conclusion.
Nice.
That's how I write my jokes.
I like that.
You know, you catch them with a statement, you know, like, I love shoplifting. That's the statement. Now here's all the examples of how I tried this, and then stories where it comes from, stuff like that.
I like where he went. I love shoplifting.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to be flat out like that.
That's true.
You know?
Like the one I always go back, Jeff Garlin, when he's like, my wife's not my soulmate. I love her. I'm not going anywhere, but she's not my soulmate. I don't think your soulmate should constantly be disappointed in you.
That's like, funny. But you want to catch them right in the log line of your joke.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people miss that with jokes. They forget that, you know, catch it. Stop setting it up so much. Just catch the audience and move on.
Do you like performing, like, more? Do you like traveling more in comedy, or is there anywhere that you prefer to perform, like L.A., Texas, or?
No. I like, I've actually, the only place that I would be fearful of going back to is Shreveport, Louisiana.
What?
Because it was terrible there.
Really?
Yeah, but that was like at the beginning of my career. I was probably like 2 years in. And Shreveport
was
when
before or after the storm?
I think this was after. When did the storm happen?
2005.
Yeah, then it was after.
What made that particularly awful?
Well, back then I was doing a lot of Latino material.
Right, and you're in the South.
So now you're in a place where there's not any Latinos, and then that's when you learn, like, oh, these jokes don't work everywhere, and then you change it. That was it.
That's true.
Man, how much of the Last Comic Standing do they actually film of you? I mean, how much are you really being filmed? Is it, does it ever get kind of annoying when you were being filmed every once in a while? Just like, is this still happening?
Well, the first episode, when they were really filming me a lot, with interacting with the comics and stuff like that, and I was like, oh, it's great, cool.
You're trying
and then
to have
the
an
second
organic
one
moment.
They didn't, and I was like, oh no, please put the camera on me. don't knock me out.
Oh, did you meet a lot of new comics that you never heard about before on the show?
Yeah, I
anyone
did.
In particular that like you were very fond of? Anyone that?
Yeah, Mike Gaffney out in New Jersey. I love the dude.
Funny.
I took him around to do shows out here. Instantly clicked with him. I want to do shows out here with him. I'm trying to get him to come out. Called the Semi-Famous Tour because we made
good.
It to
nice.
The semifinals.
I love it.
Semi-famous.
Yeah, and you know, and just kind of like do that. I think Mike's great. And they, you know, like the people that are at the end of the show, the finalists, when you see them, I think they're all great guys. And I only met them through the show. You know.
Yeah. A lot of really funny dudes.
Yeah, it was.
It doesn't seem
awesome
like it would
experience.
Be. It doesn't seem like anybody's kind of. I came here to win and blah blah blah. I mean, most
we said that ironically.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. You know, they want. I'm sure that they want drama. I've heard Doug Benson talk about it, and he's like, they're pushing for drama. They want there to be an element of.
I think I heard that they wanted that, but the comics that ended up in the top 10. Were really shying away from it, and they basically like one of them
it's
said,
"Nice to show the camaraderie or whatever."
Yeah,
which
the
is
comics,
more of what the comic scene
how
is.
They are.
The
yeah,
the
it's family.
One of the comics mentioned is like, "Look, if you guys go drama, all you're gonna do is make this another reality show. Nobody wants to see comedians fight."
No,
and then
they want to see them be funny.
Yeah, and they've handled that fucking elegantly.
I agree.
Think they've been giving everybody a chance on the show. They did a 2-hour special. With sets you've never seen before from people that were eliminated.
Oh, that's cool.
On Sunday, so they've just been really pushing it out there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you already know who's made it, or do you have any predictions? Oh.
Yeah, no predictions, because that would be a total
spoiler. No comment.
No
comment whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like, I got my NDA on me.
I know nothing.
All I could say is you could figure it out. If you're smart enough, you can figure it out.
Yeah,
you already knew.
Watch the show. Do you do a lot of improv at all, or is it just mainly stand-up?
Mainly stand-up. You know, I did take the UCB classes, and improv is such another thing. If this was 3 years ago when I wasn't doing stand-up as much, I'm sure I would have really gotten into it. But I am so into stand-up that it's hard to break away from it. You know, I'm basically out every night. Yeah, it is.
It's like, I think, Julius, you're more improv, I'm more stand-up. Right. I'm not comfortable. Like, I can do improv, but I don't like it.
Yeah, you feel muddy as a stand-up. But, the one thing I realize as a stand-up, the reason we're great for improv is playing the regular guy. You know, we're not good at being the crazy character because
that's
we're so in our voice.
Yeah.
But we're good at, like, okay, let me vibe off your energy. The
ones that are a little, super intense people, they can't work. Some of them don't work well with a group, or they're too much. It's too, so it's just a personality thing on some of that.
It really is. The way I dealt with it is I was like, okay, I'm always just going to be on board with whatever's happening. You know, that's how I dealt with improv, because I saw the guys that were great at characters, and I'm like, okay, I'm not that good. And I'm not going to top this guy. You know, so I'll just be me. And if I have to be crazy, I'll be it in respect to whatever they're doing.
Were there any judges who gave you advice that you really have taken?
They didn't give me any advice.
Well, I mean, stuff
that...
Did
you see the show?
Well, I'm saying stuff that... No, but I mean...
Did you see the show?
I've seen some of the show.
You did not see my part.
I haven't seen all the show. No, what I'm saying is, like, off the air, the stuff that we don't see, that you never get to talk to him after.
You didn't talk to him after.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, we don't know that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Was there ever a time that you could be like, hey...
I don't know if I should have said that.
No, it's okay. We take it out if you want.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Is
there anybody in comedy that's like that you've worked with that has given you really good advice? Or
everybody, to be honest, everybody's piece of advice has worked in a certain way. I'm a big fan of take every piece of advice and make your own Bible.
I like that.
And everyone from, because I worked with Joe Coy. With Joe Coy, I saw the taking it serious part of, hey man, get your cards, get it together, promote yourself. The guy that took me on the road originally, who is a Billy in my stories, he is the one that taught me how to get out of the amateur writing and being comfortable on stage and being confident, to the point where he's the one that showed me that you could take your shirt off on stage and tell your jokes and it'll be fine. And we did that a couple of times in West Palm Beach. And it gives you that confidence of, okay.
I felt the same way when I did it.
Yeah, right? Well, it gives you that confidence of there's nowhere you're going to take it that I can't take it
right.
more. And I've actually shut down a heckler like that.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not going to win.
We usually ask that question, heckler stories.
I love heckler
like,
stories.
Would you give us that heckler story?
Well, there was this lady that was just determined to heckle me out in Dallas, and I was just ripping her apart. I don't know what I was saying, but I just let her know. I was like, you're not going to win. I took off my shirt. I ran into the crowd. I gave her a lap dance, and then I introduced the next comic.
That's excellent.
And she shut up.
That's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'll shut you down, man.
I'll shut people down. But I've learned now the best way to handle heckers is to be like, you're a sweetheart, and you move on.
Yeah.
You're like,
that one.
Here, you can do your 5 minutes when I'm done.
Yeah. Which I've said before. I'm like, have they been doing this all night and interrupting the show? Oh, it's one of those people, hey, I'm funnier than the comedians guys. And the whole audience laughed, and that guy shut up.
Yeah.
You know.
There's always going to be somebody that
I was the heckler.
Something. Julia is usually the loud one.
This is the
actually
story.
Heckled.
Yes.
I think I heard
it. It was
this
a university.
It's always the women.
Well, this
always
is the
not
thing.
Not me. Don't look at me.
I was drinking a lot.
It's always the drunk women.
It was. So I came in, and I just was the one who was clapping
who do
way too loud.
It's always them.
It's
yeah.
always the improv
Oh, that's
chicks.
The worst.
And so
the oversupportive.
So he said something where I was laughing apparently too much. I'm like, would you be happy that I thought this was hilarious? And then so he said something, and it went back and forth, and he's, you know, after that, we met after the show. I'm like, oh, I'm Ryan's friend, by the way. What's up, dude? And he goes, oh, God damn it. He's like, I'm glad you came to the show, though. Yeah, he's like, that was all right.
Yeah, no, it's never all right.
No, he's like, but he said, what you said was kind of all right, you know, but next time, why don't you get up and do your own fucking set?
Yeah. Or like, and I was like, when you said over supportive, we went to see Graham Elwood at the Improv a few months back, and she's seen him before, so she knows his bits. She would laugh as he's setting it up.
Oh,
and
man.
Everybody, already, well, and I told already, her, yeah, I said, you can't laugh before he sets up.
I can't control she it, says, though.
She says, I can if I know what the joke is. I'm like, yeah, but people are looking back at you, and it's distracting him from telling the joke, and it's always like, you got to know when to support.
You can't control laughter with that. I'm telling you.
You better.
You can.
Yeah, you fucking better. I'll say yeah, this. You can.
I got into a mini argument with my ex. Because she was being oversupportive of my friend. And she came to the show and she loved my friend's jokes. I don't know if she did it out of spite because she didn't want to laugh at mine.
Were yours about her?
Yeah, no, she couldn't sit in. She knew that they were about her. And so she did that whole, woo!
Oh, see, I don't do that. But the thing is, I couldn't help that I was laughing at the jokes.
But she did it
the
like,
woo girls.
Yeah, she did it like 4 seconds too long.
Oh,
and then,
4 seconds isn't long until you time it.
Just a little bit more longer than that. To the point the audience stopped clapping and here's this.
It's like, woo!
So I told her,
woo.
I said, hey, calm down. And the look that she gave me, that woman's look, that whole like...
That like you I hope you cursed don't like in your Catholic mother's house look.
Oh, man. And then she was so angry with me. That she laughed even harder.
Don't you dare look at me when I woo.
Yeah, she didn't like me stopping her from wooing.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I'm being supportive. I'm being supportive.
I like that.
And then she did it again. Right, and I'm like, what? I'm going to walk out. And I'm like, good.
Good, please.
Because in my head, I'm like, this is where I work. You're interrupting my buddy.
That's what it is. I cannot have someone go with me because you're working. It's work. That's your office. I did the I accidentally invited a friend to the Comedy Store recently, and they embarrassed me.
Yeah.
You know, like we're being really rude to the other comics to the point where one of the comics called the girl called her a cunt. And it got back to me the next day when I was there. The guy's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call your friend that. And I'm like, what happened? He told me, like, she got a little too defensive about him making a joke about her being from Florida. He's also from Florida. Yeah. So, and it's like, when it was a joke, know where you are.
Yeah.
And she was just being rude to everybody, drunk and a little too loud.
Those
and
are
I didn't
also
know.
The weird hecklers, too, the ones that start representing
for
cities.
For some reason.
And I'm like, what are you, what?
Yeah, where are you from? Oh, that explains
it.
Oh,
you like the 49ers? Fuck you. And you're like,
two
really?
Nights ago, this lady, because they introduced me as a guy from Last Comic Standing, and this lady, like maybe about 15, 20 minutes into my set, was like, Last Comic Standing. Felipe Esparza, East Los Angeles. And she said it like 3 times. I'm like, you're right. 4 years ago. She just kept saying it. I'm like, he's a good dude. And there was no way she just kept going, East Los Angeles. I'm like, all right.
Wow.
Like, you got
like
it.
Repping for East LA. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, cool, man. But everybody there was from Texas, which was weird because we were in Whittier. And I was like, well, Texas is in the house. And they were like, woo! 4 seconds too long.
Woo! I know it's so hard, though, for me. I mean, I can't control my laughter, and I laugh so loudly. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, I won't clap longer. I won't do that stuff. But I'm a laugh
escapist.
You just get excited. I do. I'm like a puppy who's going, are we going?
Well,
outside?
And that's what
are
it is. A lot of times people just get really super excited. Like I was at one at the Improv when a guy was doing, he's like, it was so loud. And he's not Johnny Carson. He's not setting you up to say, how loud was it?
Right.
Which this lady did. And he goes, chill the fuck out. I'm getting there. It was so loud that, you know, and he's like, by the way, I wasn't setting that up for questions, you know? Like
this shit's rhetorical.
Yeah, and it's her talk. She goes, I'm just having fun. Why is he being such a jerk? I'm just having fun. And it's like, because you just like interrupted to like a, you know, a minute of his set that either got shaven off of his time or someone else's time. People don't realize the tight ship that is ran behind the curtain to keep up with the time and everything, especially when you're doing a show. Like, I hate to keep going back to Last Comic Standing, but it's your most recent stuff. But especially when you're doing something like that, it's very important to like keep the rhythm going on that and like not eat into someone else's time.
Well, I was on the Comic Comeback contest for Last Comic, and I had to film internet clips, and it was supposed to be 7 2-minute sets. And there was this lady, I don't know where she came from or whatever, and she was being so, like, every time I would do a setup, same thing, woo, ha, ha, right? And I'd have to stop
because...
Your girlfriend
paid her to be there.
Basically my ex, right? And so...
He's super fucking annoying.
I would have to stop for a second because I knew that they had to edit in a certain way. So I stopped, and then I would reiterate the setup, which...
Where they could cut that bit.
Yeah, where it's like... All right, and then at one point when I finally, she interrupted me like the fifth time,
lady.
I just looked at her, and I handled her like that, and I went back into it. Apparently she got so pissed, she ran out of the building, like, that better not be on TV, that better not, I'm going to say that. And it was nothing. I was like, so that's why you're alone on the couch. That's all I said to her, and yeah, and just went on, and there was a point where it's like, guys, you need to stop. I'm actually filming this bit, all right? Don't interrupt me.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, like, I would stop in the middle of it, and I'd be like, guys, this is for NBC, motherfuckers, fucking stop. All right, back to the jazz.
That's good. Well, it's like when Todd Glass, I always bring it up, the heckling, when he told that girl to shh, and she got super offended and, like, approached the stage, got on the mic and everything, made a big deal out of it and told him, you know, like, she flicked him off. She's like, who the fuck are you? And he's, like, just telling her to shush because she's talking, and, you know, in between, you know, everybody's set before he went up, not realizing that's the headliner she paid to go see.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's so many people that – and I see it at the Comedy Store all the time. The – women with the big tits that go up make a fool of themselves. The comic makes a joke.
Or the
joke,
ones with the Nintendo earrings.
Adam or
oh, those are the worst.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
The ones with the Nintendo earrings. And
I'm wearing Nintendo earrings right now.
That's why you said that.
And the microphone necklace. Oh, God.
I know.
The microphone
Two-tone
necklace girls are the worst.
Yeah, it doesn't even... It matches what I'm wearing tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
and it's funny because I think the more
guys in orange shirts with like iced coffee,
those guys
with
are
silky hair,
that could have gone so many ways. I was like, which one, hair or skin?
I was gonna say penis, but I don't know you well
enough.
No,
my penis is not
no?
that silky.
Woo!
Actually, yeah.
Wait.
I thought I nailed him.
That's funny.
I'm gonna start doing that from now on. Just if it gets weird.
You're going to get worse as a heckler?
Yeah.
Julia just announced today, everybody, that it is going to get worse.
I know
but
that
go and heckle, go heckle in places like political
go
like
heckle
parties,
the tour bus,
you know what I'm
the tour bus people.
Yeah, go heckle
when
in those
things.
Have you ever had one of my friends, he actually used to have people, he would ask us occasionally, like, okay, I'm going to try some new jokes, and at one point... You can't interrupt me. I only want like one or two, but I want to, you know, I want to deal with it. I want to see what I can come up with. Have you actually ever tried that? Have you
no,
ever
but
had
I
do
have
that?
Done this thing just of, I've done this where I'm like, hey guys, or I'll talk to like a certain dude. I'm like, hey dude, I've got 5 more minutes. So just stop. And he would, and I'm like, all right. Cause I was like, this is my last bit. Okay. Yeah. And they would stop. I tell them like, hey guys, I'm right at the end. But you usually need 20 to 25 plus to be that comfortable where the audience completely has your back, where it's like, this is it, just give me 5 minutes and you can continue on, you know. And it's come to that, and really as honest as you can be and as nice as you can be, it's probably the best route.
Yeah,
you can go off and be like, oh, fuck this and fuck that, and really rip them apart. But all you're doing is wasting your time.
And making them a part of the joke is even worse because
they're
can
like excited.
Sometimes. But yeah. I'm telling you that Shang...
Johnny Whitfield.
Oh
Johnny
my
Whitfield
God.
From...
We went to see
Chicago
Shang Forbes,
wherever.
And there was this guy
I worked with him last night.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm going
to
see
follow
him.
Shang.
I'm
nice.
Going to see
he's
him
great.
On Saturday.
Yeah, he's great. He's a good dude.
Rocco and Shang are performing at the Improv on Saturday.
Yeah, he told me I got to be there.
I'm going to go.
I might go. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I'm in town, I might go.
You're so busy, man.
I know.
You're always
I like
out
to try
and about, and all your pictures are of you having fun, and
you know that's what Facebook's carefree. All about.
Yeah,
so Facebook's
she's like,
all
look,
about.
She's having
don't
a
post
grand
any
time.
Of the worries. Just post all the good shit.
From now on, I'm going to have two accounts: one for all the happy stuff, one for all the negative, and people can decide which one they're into.
I'll never watch the negative stuff.
We should just make that a hashtag, negative photo of the day.
Yeah, no, be me just like pissed off, like trying to take a shit. You know,
opening your weed jar and like realizing you don't have not even like
a
bowl.
And it's
pass.
A jar, so you could have seen that anywhere.
Yeah, you could like
see that. Why opening did you wait to be disappointed until
wearing
I opened
a shirt that
it.
Says Slacker, and you're like, yeah. No, I had a heckler once that he wouldn't. It was nice. I mean, he kept saying like nice things, but he was just annoying. He's like, you too pretty for all that. You because I talked about being, you know, mafia princess and. Stabbing stuff. I go, you too pretty for all that. You too pretty
stuff.
For all
That's
that.
That's funny.
So I said, sir, you're too loud for all of this. Would you tone it down for the next 2 minutes?
That's
Thank
hilarious.
You.
How'd you fit all that ugly in one audience member?
Seriously. You're
too,
too loud,
pretty
bro.
For all that.
Yeah, you're too pretty for all that. You're too loud for all of
Why
this.
Why are dudes so cheesy, man?
I know. Oh, you're too pretty
Yo,
for all that, girl.
You're too pretty
nah.
to pick up stuff. Come on. Nah, let me pick up stuff. Yeah.
I had a guy. I walked by him and he goes, how'd you fit all that in there? I'm like, all of what in well, you don't got
but you know. Happen to have a U-Haul box so you're like well it's just easy it's all about organizing
it's a what? Flat rate box you can just put anything in there for
Silly.
One flat rate
it was a bunch of squares sir
yeah sir
I had no trouble at all
I'm great at Tetris moving on
I passed in blocks
damn it I need to keep you around
yeah No. This is what I had an idea for a suggestion for your little weed jar alright kind of like her Batman curtains
yeah
put a Batman symbol on top of your weed jar so when you're out you could be like Batman
yeah maybe you can put out the call signal the,
I was gonna say make it a flashlight at the end where you could just shine it up on the
oh my god and then like weed guy comes in I've got your weed
it'll just be a marijuana leaf you can just shine it up on the sky
I don't smoke so I don't know the funds good. Of weed
good for you
good more for me I actually love dating guys
how do you
who
do
didn't
it?
Have it
I just don't
smoke it.
How I don't know why. Know I just
How
don't.
Does life not suck for you, not stoned?
Coffee.
I love coffee.
Coffee's my
See,
drug.
Weed is my coffee.
Yeah, coffee's
coffee
my
Coffee
and
my weed
everything.
Are my coffee and
coffee's
weed.
Coffee's my spinach.
Coffee's my cigarettes.
I mean, weed is my I spinach.
Like yeah?
Yeah. I said coffee's my spinach. I like that. Well, I mean weed is my spinach.
Yeah. I don't know. I just never got... I think, you know what it is? The chance that I had to get into it before... was probably opportune when you're younger it's something you want to get in when you're younger
yeah
and now I'm like now I'll just be
what
a
I say
jackass.
About like new drugs
Not
I'm
really.
Like you know I'm at that age where I'm too old to try new drugs
yeah
I
like,
mean anything that I've done in the past you're grandfathered in you're good but
I feel
I can't,
stupid
like,
mentioning
I can't
Doug
try
again but he said he didn't start until he was like 28
yeah he was late
he was,
I'm 31
was you were not
yeah
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
you couldn't be.
Hey, yeah. And it's 422 as we hit
yeah,
the hot topic.
I checked
way.
I checked the time. I was like, 420.
Yeah. Oh, we got to talk about weed. Yeah.
Time to talk about weed.
That's funny.
But,
yeah,
I'm 31.
31.
I'm still the
Tom Green, I think, started at 38.
Yeah?
Yeah. After, you know what? If I get ultra successful, at least successful enough, then maybe I'll be like, all right, time to smoke.
Like, oh, why not?
Yeah.
By then, it might be more fun for you.
Yeah, because now you're like, all right, I can relax a little.
That'll be cool. Are you going to start another podcast? Maybe bring Billy back?
I could bring Billy back. I was on episode 7.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Billy's back by
Wake
popular
up.
Demand.
I just need to get people that
guest.
Get the concept. All right.
I'll be your guest.
Oh,
I
yeah.
got a lot of Billy's.
Have
stories.
All right. Have
we'll
Eddie
do
on
it.
For your
we'll
first.
We'll do it.
I was a concert photographer. Well, I'm
but
still
I don't do my,
I got a lot of Billy's.
I don't do my podcast in parks.
It's okay. Let's go to like a better location.
Okay.
We do our podcast wherever. Next week or
I've
next
done
week,
them at Mexican restaurants.
2 weeks we're going to go to the beach.
There you go.
We're going to go to see Graham Elwood and maybe James Domian at the beach.
Okay.
I just gave away two.
God damn it. You yell at me for this shit.
Oh, what,
well,
not,
the reason
well, you could
I,
edit
I don't
right?
yeah, I don't ever put out guests like I
just in
one
case.
Time yeah, one time I told you I was like, "Hey, let's not put out the guest anymore, you know, just in case something happens cuz I lost an episode when my computer crashed, the James Adomian
oh, no.
one. So we got to have him on again." But and then, you know, last week when my friend Nick Cantone was in town from New York,
yeah.
And then we never had him on, so I was like, great, that's on our, you know.
Yeah.
So, who knows when we'll have him again. So
that's
why
the worst thing you can do is say So next week, this is this. Or wait until, you know, it's funny because when I got eliminated on Last Comic, I said, well, I'll do that in the next round. And I walked off like, I'm going to get eliminated.
Like, jinxed yourself in that moment.
Yep. No, Dustin, I'm not going to talk to you. No. Don't you hate when your friends just call you?
Yeah. Was that Billy?
No, it's Dustin. He's a buddy of mine.
It's another one that we don't talk about.
Yeah.
He who shall not be named.
He's a good dude, but that's another podcast.
Your friends from back home, do they like to watch you when you go, when you perform back home? Do you like when people come out to watch you, or do you prefer your friends and family to not?
See, when I was, I'm from McAllen, Texas. I left there in 2000, went up to Dallas, right? And I didn't really have, close friends in McAllen. I had a few. And they started coming out to the first shows in the first years. Now that more are coming out because, he's on TV, let's go support. And, you know, I'm like, whatever, son. You know, like, I love the ones that were always there. And I love a certain crew, especially this one, you know, she was my little crush. And she still comes out and sees the shows.
I didn't
know
those girls.
I know, man. And making her laugh, I'm like, I get giddy because that's just what it was. I was always
cute.
Like, loved making her laugh.
It's the equivalent to the musicians who play when they get the girls to kind of go like, you know, it's the same thing when you get a laugh from a girl you like or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
Your musical instrument.
Panty
and
dropper.
Then you never want them to come out again.
Yeah.
You're like, don't keep.
Then
don't
they're
come
like,
out
woo!
To shows and don't meet any comedians.
Don't
ever.
You fucking woo 4 seconds too long.
I don't be friends with any of my friends. But I've been lucky because
you only start hanging out with people who aren't funny at all. So you're always
no. I like hanging out with people that don't know comics at all.
Yeah.
Or if it's somebody that knows comics, they're not like. There's a certain type of girl I like, very chill. You know, kind of just to herself. I'm very whatever is my personal business is my personal business. I don't need you to make friends with my friends.
Yeah, you two are cut from the same cloth.
I was gonna say you're like describing me right.
Oh
here.
Yeah, it's
Let's
just
go.
That. It's like, hey, you know, whatever happens between us, it's us. All right? And you do your thing.
Well,
I'll do my thing. We'll enjoy our time.
Especially
we'll keep
as
on.
An entertainer where, like, we have to share our lives with people. We're choosing to share our lives.
Yeah.
So it is nice to have, like when people, they're like, would you go do in Vegas? None of your business. Like, leave me alone.
Because I've heard whatever happens in Vegas just stays in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Am I right, ladies?
But the same goes right for, there, like, Ontario,
ladies
California. Whatever happens in Ontario stays in Ontario.
Whatever happened in Bradenton, Florida stays in Bradenton, Florida.
Whatever happens in this park in a few minutes happened in this park.
Whatever happens on this checkerboard
stays at this checkerboard. You want that type of person in your life when you're an entertainer.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, we enjoy our time. We like
where
being around each other.
Where they respect that you want private.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I know what you mean.
And go do your own thing. Whatever, whatever.
Yeah, don't Facebook.
We'll have fun. We'll
thing.
Have fun for the time being, and then it might go terrible later on. But at least we'll have fun.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of, you know, especially because I don't believe in relationships, and mine don't last long. So I'm not a big fan of like my friends or my guys befriending each other, because at some point I'm gonna drop you out of my life, and I don't need you two in cahoots.
Well, this is how crazy it is.
I don't
with
need
me.
You in cahoots. They're cahooting.
Yeah,
behind
like,
your back.
No collusion behind my back.
There's only been, other than my high school girlfriend, there's only been one girl that has ever met my parents and family, and the rest, whether it's too far for them or that they won't, and I'm glad they never did.
Good.
I'm just like, nah, you didn't need to.
Yeah, I have one person in my life that he's the only person I've ever loved, and like I'll introduce him to whoever, but everyone else, like, I'd rather you just like, you are you and this is my family, these are my friends. None of you need to know each other, especially on the Facebook.
Yeah, especially on the Facebook.
I know, I want to delete that thing. What are you going to do?
Seriously.
Man, now we're getting all bitter.
I know, it's a double-edged sword. I'm
you
like,
know, we sat around this checker.
How did we get
checker.
Into this?
We
how
sat around this checker to talk about our families.
Oh, yeah.
Just
see the
chessboard.
Questions you bring up.
We sat around the chessboard, and we just, like, aged 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, in
that's
Monday.
The point, though. I want to work on this bit where I'm like, I want to be married, but not the beginning parts. I already want to be 40 years in where we've already gone through everything and we don't talk to each other anymore.
And I complain about it.
Just where we both know, like, yeah, we're there.
Hey, remember when your vagina didn't look like 9/11 and I actually liked fucking you?
Yeah, that's, you're so bad.
I know romance,
that was
right?
So bad. That's an alternative comic joke.
What?
Yeah, that's such an alti joke. 9/11, Holocaust, ninjas.
Inside job, man.
Ninja Turtles. Those are all alti references.
Is it an alt reference?
Oh, my God. If you sit in any open mic and you sit there.
I have.
It's just like, okay, here comes a Ninja Turtle reference. Here comes a Nazi reference. Holocaust reference. 9/11
reference.
Yeah,
nobody liked my homeless jokes. I'm like, apparently it's
not
very
related.
Oh, homeless
is one of the biggest things that people write about.
No, I mean, me being homeless.
Yeah.
We're all homeless, though. You know what's so funny?
Like,
I love watching open micers talk about the struggle of comedy. And it's like, yeah. Get over it,
yep.
Or get out.
Yep.
You know, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it does suck to sleep in your car, and it does suck to live with other dudes. Does suck to have a bunk bed. Get over it or get out.
See?
There goes
alone.
Batman.
You know, find something else to complain about, like airplanes.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld's kind of stuff.
What's
the
deal with airplane food? I know, right? It's going over well, guys.
I actually get excited when, like, I'm about to go to Italy to go perform for the troops, and they actually give you, like, legit meals on those planes. I'm like, what? Octopus?
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's like, what?
Octopus.
I had to say all those things, because when I say I'm going to go to Italy to perform, people are like, you're going to perform to Italians? No, to the troops. To the Italian troops? No, to American troops that speak English. Like, it's so dumb how people are like, whoa, you're going to perform.
I don't perform
in Italian. I don't go up, there's goody doody da da da. I don't know.
I perform in all fake Italian.
Yeah. I've learned that it's all in hand gestures. It's so crazy that that's how they talk. Like, extreme
really
hand gestures. I'm like, whoa.
Really is.
They're so theatrical.
Depends on how much I've had to smoke or drink.
It's beautiful.
I don't really. Yeah. It's
are you Italian?
Believe it or not, I do have Italian in me. And the thing is, like,
are you sitting on an Italian
stick?
Yeah,
I know, right?
Dun, 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 meow. So that's the only reason I would watch the World Cup on mute. And also.
No, man. Yeah. The World Cup. Everybody loved that, huh?
Right. Is it
you
still
were
going
all about
on?
It on
hell
Facebook.
Yeah, I'm still
is
all
it over?
About
Brazil,
it.
What? Brazil.
Yeah.
No, is it still on, though?
Yeah. Brazil's got to play this Saturday, I think.
When is
so
it
let
over?
Me ask you this. Why do women put up pictures of them wearing a shirt and they cut out their heads and it's obvious? It's like, all right, now I'm looking at your tits.
Because
they
want they
get
to
offended.
Then they get offended.
Well, they should stop
being
offended.
I get when, like,
I post all of it, and if I post the tits, I'm posting for the
tits.
Yeah,
if I'm posting tetons, it's all about the grand
tetons.
But
other girls are like,
Wyoming.
You know, I'm just posting for the t-shirt. Yeah, but it's covering your big boobs.
I always try to comment on something in the background.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, man, look at that. I think I did that with you.
Did you?
Right? Yeah, I think so. I was like, oh, look at that frame.
That's funny. Probably.
I'm like, what? Cupcake wallpaper.
Hey, cool yellow post-it notes.
Yeah. Oh, is that a Batman shower curtain?
That's
is Bane taking a shower? That's the next one as soon as you do it.
I did post you should do that. There is a photo of me, like, flexing my muscles, and
with
you can
Batman
see my
background.
Nipple.
Yeah.
My nipple through my white shirt.
Can you? Oh, I'm going
like,
back.
Oh, hey, great Batman. Great Batman
great
shower
Batman
curtain.
Great Batman shower curtain. Because you already
is
have enough.
Is it cold in there? Because I see a Batman shower curtain.
Yeah. Batman will hit you up.
How did I miss that?
Well, because you always see the guys. Oh, my God. Guys are also so creepy on Facebook. Like, it works.
Oh, man, I know.
But then you know which guy is the one that she likes, because he'll just put something like an arrow. You know? The guy that just kind of puts, like, a letter, that's the one that she's fucking.
Yeah.
The guys that put, like, yo, that's so hot, babe. Delicious.
Someone else who just puts K.
K. Boom. That's the one.
Or they just puts nice with the period.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah, it's like, yeah,
that's the one.
He hit that at some point.
My boyfriend
that's
does
so
the thing
true.
Where he goes, approved. Like, yeah. What? Like, I was showing him, I'm like, I learned how to booty dance, and he goes, approved.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's great. Every once in a while, he'll just go, approved.
Yep. Like, that's how you know, man. If you scroll through the comments, you're like, this is a dude.
So anytime you see approved, yep. That's boyfriend.
Like, oh, God damn it, she's fucking Brad. I was going to try to.
Oh, man. I just stopped. stopped looking at women on Facebook.
I just stopped looking at women, period.
Yeah, it's just, so sad.
I still do.
It is. Do you have anything coming up?
Well, I'm going to Toledo tomorrow.
Yay!
To headline my first official, like, actual club that I've never been in.
Ooh, go to Bowling Green.
When you fly into a place, they leave you.
July 4th weekend,
nobody's going to come take care of me.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be out barbecuing. You know, I don't know the staff well enough. They're like, hey, we're buddies. You want to come? And I wouldn't do it anyway. so I'm just going to be stuck.
Well, hey, I should try and get everyone that's in Bowling Green to start requesting that you come play that
Where's
college.
That at?
It's just south of Toledo.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you should go to Bowling Green.
Yeah,
I'll go perform
at a college on July 4th. Yeah, because they're all there.
I lived there.
Yeah, I lived
kidding.
There for
I'm
years.
I'm with you. Wow, now my sister's calling. What do you want, sister?
It's like they know that you're doing something.
That's the only time they call.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you
as
know
what?
As
soon as we turn this off, no one will know.
Nobody will call.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee I'll have like 10 messages, but every other minute of the day, nobody could give two shits what I'm doing.
Nope, nobody cares.
The minute I try and watch porn on my phone, that's when your parents call.
You watch porn on your phone?
I do sometimes.
Why?
If it's already bookmarked.
I don't get why people do it on the phone. There's a laptops aren't that hard. Like, you don't have a laptop?
I do, but I don't
want
to move it.
Why don't you just wait
sometimes.
For an... Okay, first off, when it comes to porn... All right, it's got to be a treat for me. Like, I got to make sure
that... It keeps me focused.
It can't just be something that I pop open because I'm one of those dudes where it's like, well, let's keep checking all of them.
I do that, too.
Like, let's go see and just skips through like, that's a good one, that's a good one.
You got to look for like...
Not yet. I know this one part.
I pick them. I like preload. I'm like, okay, this one's
good. Yeah, you save the ones in the tabs.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then let's try search a few.
Ooh, do I need to put it in the cloud so it goes to the
And then when you're done, that's when you're ready. And you like have them in a certain order.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And if you really like, okay, here's this one scene that will knock it out.
It's out of the park.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the last
This
one
is the
I
one
watch.
I like. Boom. Whatever this camera view was,
twins?
Knocked it out.
You guys
I don't
are
know.
Twinsies.
I swear
both have
you
silky
and I
hair.
Are like
well,
so
but
much
okay,
alike.
Well, then let me ask you
Every
this.
Every time you talk, I'm like, it's out of my head.
Let me ask you this then. Because here's the thing.
Where's the
reason that I don't look at porn too much is because I have this weird superstition that anytime that I masturbate, something bad happens the next day. And it almost has always happened.
I'll get
a parking ticket, a flat tire, something, so I don't.
See, I could not even remotely.
So the only reason I do is if something bad happened during the day.
Do you come from a Catholic family?
Yeah.
Is that like Catholic guilt, maybe?
I don't know.
I think you're putting that out
there.
But
it also happens every single time. Because
for me,
yeah.
I'm like Louis C.K. or like one of those guys where I'm just like, all right, I just got to get out of the way. I'm like Matthew McConaughey on Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. I just got to get out of the way.
And there's those moments.
That happens.
There's those moments.
All right.
You know?
Nothing bad can come of that. It just does nothing but clear the system.
You know what?
Oh my God,
it's really got to be one. It's got to be one where I'm like, I've got nothing to do tomorrow. Let's fuck it up.
That's
you know? Because it's going to be late at night. I'm going to spend
I can't
hours for some reason.
Yeah,
it's
I can't
done.
Do the phone thing because it's like, it takes too long.
Like on the
sometimes.
Phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Your screen is tiny. You got to zoom in to see what it is.
No, I don't have to do
that.
Is that
a butthole or
Look
a nipple?
What
I
need
don't
it
know.
For is I need to focus.
Sound.
If I don't have, I'm very auditory. The thing is, if I don't have that, sometimes I just start going.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I'm 4 minutes from paying my meter. It's okay, though.
So
Oh, okay.
What happens to me is I start going, oh, did I get laundry detergent?
Is it still recording or are we just holding this for no reason? Oh, I was like, is it actually still?
Here, you guys got to hold your...
I'll hold my junk.
Yeah, you will.
But,
Yeah, I'm the same way. It's like I
hey,
have
everybody.
To have
Yeah, you just have to have it set right, you know?
You guys can put
I got a system.
And I remember, like, there was this one time when, you know, like, you, as a guy, you believe... Oh, we can go this way, I think.
Yeah, we can go this way, too.
Yeah.
Whatever's
your part.
Let's go backwards.
I like this. This
well,
is
you can put more slack on your stuff.
There we go.
And we're walking down Selma Avenue.
I'm gonna be whatever I want.
Past my daughter's school. My daughter goes to school.
What? Here. Isn't she out of town?
Yeah, she's in Florida. She loved you on the show. She watched.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she started watching the show before I did.
That's great.
And she's like, Mom, you got to catch up on this show. And so I started watching it with her. And I was like, oh, I know some of those
That's
people.
So funny. She was like, you got to catch up on this show.
Yeah, it's like she watched the episodes before. And then when you went up, she goes, you're going to like this one. Wait. And wait. So, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my boyfriend thinks you're extremely excited. Funny, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You yes. guys should tell him to come out to a real show. It's so
we
much
will.
Better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring you out to career day for my kid next time.
All right. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
So we'll, you're going to we'll be like, a I'm a stand-up comic, but yeah. here's another one, too.
Yeah, we'll do a little quick set for the kids.
Oh, man.
It'll be fun.
I'm like, you know what's terrible about being a little kid?
Nothing.
Don't you just hate
nothing.
It when
enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
I like ice cream. I like soda.
Oh, don't even say that, because Addie just ate an ice cream sandwich for lunch.
Julia just saw me make a lot of bad decisions this morning.
I know, and I did.
Oh, you
sandwich.
Have those more those.
I did ice cream sandwich.
Too, huh?
I did. Cheetos.
I had Del Taco last night. I was like, oh god.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Taco Bell's next. Yeah. I did Cheetos. You saw me eat Oreos. I had some more chocolate.
But do you also save those moments? Like, okay, I did have a salad earlier. I had this. So you know what?
No,
I'm just going to go all out.
No, I just eat, man. I just eat. I just eat whatever I'm craving. Like,
oh, sure.
When
yeah.
I get
guys,
home,
I can't.
Why
when
can't
I get
you?
Home, it'll be usually fruits and stuff. I love
yeah.
pineapple. I love yeah. strawberries and grapes. Like, but
I lost
when I'm
the weight
out.
Of a small child.
Yeah?
Yeah, like probably about 30 pounds or so
yeah?
so far.
That's
yeah.
great. What are you doing?
I watch every fucking calorie that I put into my body, and it
yeah.
is, it's not bad, but it's just, I can't just go out and eat some places.
Yeah.
And
but I walk a lot,
I
work out a lot, I like even it, but I don't
like
overthink
out,
it.
Yeah.
I don't overthink
it.
Well,
do
and
I.
That's the thing, it's like, I work it off, that's why I think I can, but a lot of times, I know a lot of friends that like, they say they have to watch what they're eating. But they don't work out. It's like they're not active.
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
kind of,
you've got to
they
gotta
have,
be some kind of active.
They have office jobs. They, you know, do they yeah. have like set schedules? But no one puts in like at least an hour a day.
Yeah.
I don't put in like a consecutive hour. But if you were to like add up all the active things I do in a day, I work out a good 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's you know, a lot of masturbating.
Yeah, I masturbate a lot.
I consider that aerobic.
I did count
the
masturbation as because I sweat.
Look,
I
guys,
get really into it.
That's bad for you. I, you know what? I hate telling my superstition because I told it to a buddy
Wait,
of mine,
we'll
and then it happened to
park.
Him right down this way.
Okay. Yeah.
He ended up breaking his laptop. But
yeah,
I think
don't
he,
put
that
your,
was just
don't
him
put your voodoo
dumb.
On me, man.
I know. Enjoy
I've
it.
I've got a good relationship
if you,
with porn.
If you can enjoy it, enjoy it.
Yeah, I've got a good thing going on.
I, on the other hand, also...
You've
I
got
just,
like a great grandmother or someone that's watching you that's just like, oh no, he touched
yeah.
himself.
No, that's what somebody told
Punish.
Me.
From now on, I'm just going to shake people's hand and say, I've masturbated with this hand. Nice to meet you.
Oh,
that's
no.
what I should do when people, because I'm a germaphobe. I don't like people shaking my hands. And when they do, like, I get weird. I want to say, like, oh, I just coughed
well, then,
on this hand. I'm
how
sorry.
How do you handle it after shows?
I bring, yeah, I do fist bumps
yeah.
or I usually. Use the excuse that I just coughed on my hand, or I have hand sanitizer on me.
I'll go wash my hands afterwards.
Yeah, I will always, yeah.
I do the Bill Clinton handshake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sort of Southern lady handshake?
The double hand.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's a very specific
you embrace.
Handshake.
That is. Let's yeah. tell somebody
you
something.
You take control of that handshake.
Yep.
Nice. My daughter's school right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
It's so funny, because when I pulled up, I was like, okay, so where are we doing this podcast? What building?
Well, here,
that
you
looks
know
like
what's
a
funny?
Podcast building.
We used to lure
Watch,
people to
okay, look at this. You see this building?
Yeah.
Watch one of the episodes of the last season of Arrested Development.
Okay.
They use this as a police station for Buster.
No
oh,
kidding.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's they do a lot of production around here a lot. So
that's funny.
All right. Well, we are wrapping. You don't have to add more. We're
oh, yeah?
done.
You think
this
we're
was,
done?
Yeah. This
okay.
was a good hour.
Yep.
We done
get
good,
all your
kids?
Questions answered.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything
Mostly.
You want to talk about that you haven't talked about in
I
interviews?
Don't know.
What's a question that you never get asked that you wish somebody would ask you?
That question.
You're welcome.
How
that
do you handle work and
one.
Family?
I don't have them.
I'm just kidding.
Either.
No, you know how they always ask questions like
yeah.
that. How do you balance work and family?
Have you ever snorted cocaine up your asshole?
No.
Kidding.
Wait.
Yeah.
Up the asshole?
I'm not.
Have
sure
you ever
do
Martin
that?
Scorsese'd?
Have you ever had somebody
ever Wolf of Wall Street
blow into your ass? Apparently.
Yeah, with
no.
a straw.
What?
What's
no,
guy?
Never have.
Yeah, watch Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
You know,
great shirt. That really is a good color. Not too many people can pull off that nice yellow color.
Yeah, I used to have a yellow
right
shirt. I loved it.
God damn it.
Why is he your...
All right.
What? Is that, what is that an ex?
Why is he your old flame?
Why? That's what happened, right? It seemed like an ex, didn't it?
She's like, I hate you for talking to my dad. I know. That was my dad. We're not talking.
Ew, is that
who
it was?
I used to fuck that guy. He could not be my dad.
Yeah.
Gross.
You're like, that's the same color of his semen.
Yeah, well.
Yellow.
That's a lot of pineapple.
Stuff. I'm way too white to be in the sun. What do you have?
Yeah, what do you got coming up?
What's coming up?
You're going to Toledo.
Going to Toledo. Then next week, going to Stand Up Live in Phoenix. Then going to Italy. Then
where can people find you online to where they can just...
NickGuerra.com. G-U-E-R-R-A. You can follow me on Twitter at NickComic. Instagram at NickComic. And I'm sure I'm on Tumblr and all those, but I don't do anything with them.
Find me on MySpace. I don't remember my
MySpace
account.
Somewhere, yeah. Well, I
just type in my name on Google. I've got a million things going on social media that I don't even know.
Yeah, Julia WD Harrison for everything for me. Yeah.
I've got a good clout score.
That's good. I should probably look at my clout score. It's probably like...
Is that a thing?
Probably.
I didn't even know that.
Every now and then it'll tell me.
Probably killing it.
Yikes.
You guys can find me at The Addie Martin. I've got a bunch of shows coming up as well.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
8 years.
What?
Yeah, May was 8 years.
I think you told me that.
Yeah, I thought it was October, but
actually
May.
Me and Addie have been having late night material.
Facebook discussions. Facebook discussions. He's been helping me write some bits. I appreciate
It's hard helping a chick write bits because so many guys do it just to bang them.
Yeah. Just to bang.
So I rarely give girls advice because I don't want them to think that it's just I'm being creepy dude right now.
No, it feels genuine from you. It just feels like a comic helping a comic, which is what I love
about LA. That's what it
needs
to be. It needs to be a comic helping a comic.
Yeah, which is one thing, you know, really there is that about LA. Although a lot of people see like the shady side of things, we do have a nice community where we all just do really try to help each other. You know, anytime we're all talking or something, it's like, is that a bit? Man, you should work that in, but just say this instead. That's always classic to have that support.
It's been good.
So
much better than the improv scene out in L.A.
Yeah. So would you tell our audience, we have all of our guests, to tell our audience to stay dope? You can say it however you want.
Stay dope?
Yeah.
Should I say, like, stay dope?
Good. I like that
one. All right. You have to know what a thing it is for me to try not to laugh obscenely loud at things. So it takes a lot of control.
Oh, I laugh obscenely loud.
Yeah.
At everything. All right.
Stay dope. Goodbye.
Stay dope. Enjoy your Batman shirt or Batman curtain. Yeah, there you go.
Fantastic. What a great time. Heaven. It was heaven.